We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Marks and Reese Show. We're live at the ballpark inside of the NovaCare broadcast booth. Johnny Marks, or Marksy, and Ike Reese, or Ikey.
What up there, Johnny Marks?
Oh, nothing.
First of all, happy Wednesday, brother.
Oh, I needed that today, man.
Need that. Always need that in our lives.
Especially today. That was a... What was it last week that was the grueling, just absolute crushing? It was the game before Nola came in and saved the season Wednesday.
Well, you had the Toronto game Saturday.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Forgot about that one. And then you had the...
It was last Wednesday because Nola on Thursday
the Washington game
came out and we quote-unquote saved the season.
The Zimmerman home run.
Yeah.
Walk-off.
Yeah, we're right
delayed
back.
Walk-off.
We're right back where we are, Ike. And so everybody that listens to this show knows that I don't think I'm over the top with Gabe Love, but I've been a big Gabe Kapler supporter. And the fact that he's gotten crushed as much as he has, I think, made me even support him more. Because I felt like that what people were saying about him was over the top and unfair. Mm-hmm. And you've been, while not in this, maybe the same, you've been in the same boat. I don't know if you've been in the same cabin as me with that, but we've both been pro Gabe and think he's done a great job, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, last night's the end of it. Last night is where, and I heard Joe at the start of his show, Joe DeCamera, where he was saying this is on the players. You can't blame Gabe Kapler. I would love to come on the air today, Ike, and take a contrary opinion and stand up for Gabe and say it's not his fault. The players played the game. Gabe's putting him in positions. Whatever nonsense you want me to say, just to have a contrary view, I'd love to be able to do that, but I can't. I can't. That was an ugly loss last night. And it's not just something that's happening one time or two times. The physical and mental mistakes continue. Night after night, game after game, bad defense, terrible base running. This team isn't complete. It's not a finished product. Right now, that doesn't matter. They have an opportunity, and they are pissing it away.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's not a very good baseball team. I think they played above their heads. They've gotten by on balls bouncing their way early in the season. I mean, you don't go 20-8. I believe it was their record before the All-Star break in one-run games.
Yep.
You just know the averages, the law of averages will bring that down eventually. And I think they're 0-5 since the All-Star break in one-run games. So they may still have a few more one-run games that won't fall in their favor. It's just a team it's not a complete team. I think they put themselves in position, and then management tried to capitalize on being in this position without mortgaging the future, right? We all wanted them to go get Machado. Were they in it? Were they really in it? If you really wanted him, you would have made the sacrifice to go get him, right?
Right.
Obviously, they want to wait until this offseason. People won't argue over that. I won't argue over that. Okay. But the other moves they made, while they have certainly been improvements, the one thing that hasn't improved, you know, they still have made their defense a sacrificial lamb for this team. For all the analytics, for all the this guy playing at this position, this guy batting at this spot in the order, the 2-4, the lead, all of that stuff, bottom line is they haven't fielded a good defensive team, pun intended. They have yet to put a good defensive team on the baseball field. And
it's hurting them.
You can't give away games. You just can't give away games. All that hard work that Aaron Nola went through last night, you know, Odubel Herrera, you know, getting the best of Matt Scherzer again, you know, getting the 3-0 lead, to give that away because Carlos Santana's trying to make a play at the plate that, quite frankly, he was going to be safe anyway.
Well, see, I
understand the idea, but...
I'll halfway disagree with you. If he makes a perfect throw, it could be a bang-bang play.
Okay.
Bottom line is you can't sail that ball.
Yeah.
You know,
how many errors has he made at first base?
Like, He sucks.
Yeah, it's not Andres Galarraga over there playing first base.
He sucks at first base.
Yeah.
And by the way, what's his average?
Oh, yeah, yeah, well.
Right? I know he walks and he hits home runs.
Yeah, I just.
Listen, the gloves are off today. This is the Gabe Kapler Wine Line, the Shark to Show. 888-729-9494. My gloves are off. I can't take it. Tommy Hunter comes out to face one batter in the ninth inning. Why? Because it's a better matchup against Bryce Harper. That's fine. But he also just pitched a scoreless inning. And have you noticed that when he brings these relievers out for a second inning, that it doesn't work? It hasn't been working, right? No roles defined. No rhyme or reason, as far as I can see, with what he's doing on the bullpen, right? And some of this is also Matt Klentak. The fact that you were trying to improve the club, and yeah, you were at least halfway in on Manny Machado, you needed a back-end bullpen. You need a bullpen arm. You needed a guy that has been there, done that, because now, in half a defense of Gabe, he doesn't really, Dominguez has struggled. Yeah. He doesn't know who to put back there.
Yeah, I mean, he's almost, I don't want to say he's picking names out of a hat, but because they clearly have thought it out prior to the game. He talked about that. I know people don't want to hear it. They looked at splits. They looked at numbers. They wanted to, yeah, okay. When it doesn't work, nobody wants to hear that.
Right.
Like, nobody wants to hear it when it doesn't work.
And Larry Anderson's not going to want to hear that at 3 o'clock when he joins us because, right. Yeah, you can look at splits and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Pitchers pitch differently over the course of the season. Mm-hmm. You can't look at a split from a pitcher earlier in the season when he was pitching well as opposed to when maybe he's not pitching as well. Now, Nishek was up 1-2 in the count. He just left one right in the wheelhouse, and it got crushed. Rendon's a good player, but so there's that, right? But this is all on Gabe, Ike. There's no excuses. There's no BS. This is all on the manager. When you're consistently bad defensively, when you're making mental mistakes, when you're making physical mistakes, when your defense is bad, when your base running is terrible. Terrible, 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 terrible.
Dude, that.
How do you? I can't believe they found out another way to lose a game, Mike.
Yeah, that was incredible.
A pitch running pitcher.
Yeah.
On third base, trying to tag up with one out. That would have made it two outs and leaves early.
Yeah, that's a new one. That's a new way to lose a ball game. And listen, I don't know. They raved about how good of an athlete Velasquez is. I get it. He certainly has the speed to be out there on the base pass, but he's clearly not a base runner.
Well, he calls him inexperienced afterwards.
Yeah.
And it's like, but you put an inexperienced runner out there. I know they don't want Wilson Ramos running, which I don't either.
It would have been nice if that was Roman Quinn running. I mean, we pull Rhys Hoskins from the game for defensive purposes, and now you don't have anybody to bring off the bench.
Right, in September when the rosters expand,
right.
That won't be a problem. It was a problem last night. It was. I've been a Gabe guy all year. I've been giving it to you out there when you called in and criticized Gabe. Well, now it's time to criticize, and you can give it to me. I have nothing for you today. 888-729-9494. I have nothing. I will defend nothing and nobody today. Dumb baseball. This is a dumb baseball team until they prove it otherwise. They've wasted one of the best seasons of a Phillies pitcher ever in Aaron Nola. They wasted that last night, Ike. 33 days left in the season, and it feels like it's over. And you know what, Ike? Unfortunately, I don't know if it's over. I don't think it's over just yet. They'll probably win a couple games and bring us back a little bit.
Well, mathematically, it's not over, but, I mean, listen, you can't be minus in the point differential and think you're a legitimate playoff team. I mean, let's face it.
Shows you they've gotten lucky.
Well, they've had some balls bounce their way, but Atlanta is a team that hits. And this is just me. You can call me simple-minded or what have you. But I believe in hitting. I believe in guys that can swing the bat, drive guys in, get on base. I know pitching is supposed to win late in the year, and I get all of that, but you had better be able to hit. And when you don't have guys in your lineup that you can rely on night in and night out to put the ball in play, to drive runs in, you don't know what you're going to get. And there's one guy, two guys in the lineup now that I feel fully confident when they're up at the plate. And that's Rhys Hoskins and Wilson Ramos.
That's it.
The other guys, I don't know.
Phillies are four and a half games out of first place in the East, Atlanta. So check this out. You mentioned a run differential. They're actually plus one.
Are they?
They've scored 570.
they were minus a couple days ago.
They've given up 569. They scored 570. By comparison, the Dodgers, who were 71-61, are plus 125.
Oh, yeah, they won that game. I'm sitting trying to think, like, how the hell did they get back
they
to a plus?
They had those runs.
What, a Sunday game?
They put up a bunch of runs.
Yeah, they put up a bunch of runs in that game. That's what it was.
So think about that. Dodgers plus 125, that's the team they're fighting for the wild card with, plus 125. Phillies plus one. It's 124
runs. Unbelievable.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. It's the Gabe Kapler wine line. Get it off the chest. I just got it off my chest right there. I still like Gabe Kapler. Here's the bottom line. This is all on Gabe. There's no excuses, no BS. When you're the manager of the team and you're making mental and physical mistakes, when you have terrible defense all year, when you're ending games with bad base running, am I going to blame the player? Yeah, I'm going to blame the player. I'm also going to blame the manager. Mm-hmm. That's the nature of the game. And then Pat Neshek. Are you kidding me with this guy? All right? I'm not even mad that he gave up the home run. That's baseball. He's not a closer. He's been banged up. Can we play this, Ben? Pat Neshek after the game, and he's not known. They brought him back on a contract. I can't say that I was all that happy to see him come back just based on he doesn't like pitching multiple innings. He doesn't like pitching back-to-back days. He doesn't like to come in.
With runners on base.
Yeah, he doesn't like to come in the middle of the inning. Yeah. Nah, nah, nah. Here's Pat Neshek after the game talking about it. Yeah, here's the problem, Pat. You keep trumping yourself. You dope. You keep trumping yourself.
Which one's really the worst?
Yeah, this one is.
When you got like 12 of them. Oh, my God.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Let me hear you, Phillies fans.
I can only get mad at important players. Like Pat Neshek, like he can't get out of here fast enough. And I know he's here, what, for one or two more years?
He's got, I think it was a two-year.
Okay.
Maybe it was a three.
Okay, maybe we can trade him this offseason, too.
Tommy Hunter was a two-year contract, I think. But anyway, we also got a ton of Eagles stuff to talk about. Colin Cowherd's back at it, Ike, baiting the Eagles.
Cowherd.
And the Eagles fans. We'll play that sound for you coming up. Also, L.A. at 3 o'clock. And we'll come back with the reaction from L.A. in the game last night, because I haven't heard it.
Oh, I've heard it.
Yeah?
I heard it live.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. He was in rare form.
How do you lose a game like that? 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese, we're at the ballpark. We'll get it off your chest, and we'll do it with you. Coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.